John, let's start with a thumbnail sketch of how Delaware is responding to that U.S. Supreme Court stay of the Clean Power Plan.
Well, essentially, Delaware is pressing ahead. Of course, there are 27 states that have sued the EPA over that, over the Clean Power Plan, and that's the basis for the Supreme Court's decision to stay implementation of the plan. But Delaware is unswayed by any of that, and is pressing right ahead. The state has not come out with any specific measures as to how it plans to comply so far. What they do say is that they're going to be talking with other states in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which is a program that Delaware has been a member of since 2009, which has already put some pretty stringent emissions control policies into effect. But beyond that, there are no specifics so far.
And in the absence of those specifics, I guess, what is the process that Delaware is looking to go through to keep the ball moving on the implementation of the Clean Power Plan?
Well, the first stage in the process is that officials from DENREC are going to be holding what they call a listening session in Dover next Tuesday night, March the 1st. To hear from members of the public, environmental groups, stakeholders of various kinds, as to how they think the state should proceed in terms of putting together an implementation plan.
You mentioned the fact that Delaware has already done some things in the framework of REGI. Do state officials expect they'll be able to hit these clean power plant emissions targets based on kind of what they've already been able to do?
Well, I've had a conversation with DENREC Secretary David Small over this, and he sounds very confident that that Delaware is going to be able to meet the CPP requirements, assuming that the regulation is implemented. So Mr. Small is saying that that there'll be that there may be further moves to switching over coal-fired power plants to natural gas, and maybe installing more more technology that that reduces emissions. Although it has to be said that there's only actually one coal-fired power plant still operating in Delaware, and that's at Indian River near Millsboro.
I was going to say, I guess that's been part of Delaware's work previously to cut emissions. What are some of the other things that Delaware has been doing to cut emissions before any of this even got rolling with the Clean Power Plan?
Well, as I say, there has been a pretty extensive program of switching over to natural gas, which of course emits significantly fewer carbon emissions than coal-fired plants. So I think that's been the principal means by which the state has achieved its carbon reductions. To return to your earlier question, Tom, Secretary Small, as I said, sounded very confident that Delaware would be able to meet these goals. Although there is a question about a difference between the 32% reduction that the CPP is proposing over the course of about 25 years. There's a difference between that and the approximately 5% in carbon emissions that that Delaware is reporting since it's been a member of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. So we're waiting for clarification from DENREC on that particular point.
And John, is there a reason why Delaware has been so proactive when it comes to carbon emissions? Is there a reason why they've tried to kind of be at the forefront of this whole effort?
Well, yes, I think that that Delaware officials are very cognizant of the need to for the state to do its part to drive down carbon emissions, even though it's obviously a small state. Delaware is particularly vulnerable to sea level rise, And the Markell administration has drawn a very clear link between its efforts to reduce carbon emissions and its vulnerability to rising seas. Several years ago, the DENREC report issued its outlook on sea level rise, saying that that the state could be inundated, 8 to 11% of the state's land could be inundated by seawater by the end of the current century.
I do want to ask you one other quick question before we move on to the opponents of this whole plan, and that is one thing that a number of people who I've talked to about this issue in the past have said is that Delaware, though, can only do so much, that they need a clean power plan like this on the federal level because there's so much emissions coming into the state from other states and other areas of the country. Is that something also that has kind of maybe push Delaware to be more aggressive about this, to try and make sure that not only are they being a good player, but they can get others to maybe stop pumping emissions into the state?
Well, absolutely. And it's clear that about 40% of Delaware's power comes from out of state. And so whatever the state can do to win the argument here, will help to ameliorate these climate issues that are underlying these policies, and in this context, it's worth bearing in mind what neighboring states are doing. Pennsylvania, of course, is taking a similar approach to that of Delaware, and the governor Tom Wolf has said that he's going to continue to implement his plan, even though the overall plan is on hold for the moment. But New Jersey, which left Reggie back in 2011, is in fact one of the signatories to the lawsuit which opposes the CPP.
And finally, as I mentioned, I mean, there is some opposition to the CPP in Delaware, also, I guess, on a smaller scale to Reggie as well.
Yeah.
What is their response to Delaware's new policy and their efforts to kind of keep pushing forward despite the Supreme Court's stay?
Well, I think that it's fair to say that there's that the opponents of these plans kind of regard the CPP in kind of the same breath as Reggie, and they say that they represent too much regulation, which has in fact added to the costs borne by ratepayers. Although it has to be said that the statistics don't really bear out that argument. In fact, if you look at the data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, it shows that that average electricity costs for Delaware consumers are actually very little changed since Delaware joined Reggie in 2009.